Tara Lynn.
And this is Emilia. Welcome to Bedsnacks and Bullshit, our intersection of real-life anecdotes with gallows and self-deprecating humor, trauma bonding, the journey to surviving and thriving, and all the bullshit in between.
Buckle the fuck up, because it's a wild ride. We will discuss explicit content, so listener discretion is advised.
Highly advised.
Enjoy! People, family, friends, they, thems, everyone in between.
Acquaintances, haters that are listening just because. Hey, yeah. Girl, hey.
Gay, gay, gay. Okay, so.
Did you say gay or gang?
I said yay, yay, yay.
Oh, valid. Sorry.
I didn't say either of those words, but, you know.
We try to be politically correct, but yes. We're millennials. That's not a thing.
Yeah. We do have two special guests here, Zena.
Stage 5 Clinger. And yeah. Boomer.
And One-Eyed Karen.
By special guests, I mean literally my shadows.
Yes, so if you hear any awkward noises in the background, you can blame them.
And also the fact that this is brand new for us and we don't know how to edit background noise just quite yet. Well, and by we, I mean you, because let's be serious, you are definitely the one doing all the work.
Correct. So, I mean, the way I know you do. The way that we would edit this background noise out would be to lock them in your bedroom, but we all know that they would have a Menti bee. So, yeah.
Or pee on the floor, because your husband is literally the Antichrist to my dogs.
Yeah.
It's because they're black.
I don't think that's it.
It's not. I'm just being an asshole.
Okay, so as frequently requested, we are going to be introducing our friendship, how we met.
Welcome to episode one.
Yay! How we met, who we are, how we describe our best friend.
And then also to just bringing up, like, the purpose of the podcast, going a little bit more in depth on how it was born. Where, you know, and how in about the last 10 years it's turned into and our ultimate goals with it, as well as going over our goals and topics for this season.
Yes. So, do you want me go first or you go first?
I was going to say age before beauty, but I realized you are both age and beauty, going first.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Okay, so picture it, New England, May 19th, 2012.
That would be the Northeast, folks, for anyone in the Midwest and you uncultured swine.
Oh, people don't know what New England is?
You would be surprised. Again.
Really?
Listen, the Midwest is...
So what do they say?
It's literally, so it's just, I didn't realize.
Do they call us Yankees and just think all of us are from New York?
Every single person thinks I'm from Boston. So I just started being like, yeah, I'm related to Paul Revere. they don't realize I'm joking.
Shut the fuck up.
If you can't beat him, join him, I guess. Continue, though. I keep interrupting.
Okay. Cool. So that was the date I graduated from nursing school.
Yay!
With my undergraduate degree, aka bachelor's degree. So I obviously wanted to celebrate. I was living with Auntie Kim, who is my adoptive mom, which, long story, we will get into at some point. My brother, John Paul, JP, and... we decided to go to the Blackboard Cafe. So we get there, we're drinking, having fun, dancing, yada yada. So Auntie Kim was outside smoking a cigarette as per usual in between songs. And then I typically am the dancing queen, so I hang out on the floor.
Girl.
Thank you. So I typically just fucking do my own thing. And I decided to go outside, say hi, see what's up, because it was probably like a lull in the songs or something. And there was this beautiful girl outside, also smoking a cigarette.
Gross.
Shut the fuck up. This is my story.
I'm sorry.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me. So I saw this heinous girl outside smoking a disgusting cigarette. Is that better?
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're so welcome.
You're so acclimating.
Yeah, and do you like how I said heinous? Like,
I did.
Brings it back to the times.
Dun dun.
It was a Wednesday. Just kidding. It was not a Wednesday. Anyway, the real ones will understand that. So I noticed she had a sea turtle tattoo on her left foot, and I decided to go up to her, and I was like, oh my god, I love your sea turtle tattoo. Look at my sea turtle tattoo, which is on my right foot. And we proceeded to talk, and essentially I found my kindred spirit that night. We trauma bonded about adoption, childhood trauma. We exchanged phone numbers, and then we decided to stay in touch. So every now and then, like, you invited me out to karaoke one night, and then we went to like Panera Bread another day, and then and that was in between like a 2-ish year time span, so a lot of it was not face-to-face interaction, like Facebook, phone, that sort of thing. And then fast forward now 12 years, she lives with my husband and I, and decided to finally start the podcast, which we had actually talked about back in 2021.
I do not know why you're looking at me like I have more than
when
six memories.
When you were here to visit for your 30th birthday. So I had to make sure I had the year correct.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Yep. Nope. That was definitely my 30th.
Yes. We had kind of talked about it, and that's really when, you know, it
popped
I was
off.
Like, yeah, no, let's do this. Fuck yeah, I'm here for the ride. Okay, your turn. How did we meet? How would you describe it? Things you remember, I guess.
So we're gonna start with that. Completely forgot it was the Blackboard Cafe. So we'll just start there to put into reference of my mental state, because the Blackboard Cafe was really blackout status for me. That was like the third bar we had gone to that night. Now, for people that don't know, which we'll get into more interestingly later on, I do not have the enzymes in my liver to break down alcohol. So when I ingest alcohol, there is nothing to filter it. So I go from completely sober to blackout drunk pretty much instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
We did not know that at this time. I just thought that I had a very low tolerance and I needed to beat that high score.
Literally every time I saw you.
Literally. Yeah, no.
Like,
that,
when we would go out and drink. Yeah,
yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
But then we realized I am just ridiculous, completely sober, and we just run with that. Anywho, I digress.
Truth.
So I remember very little of that. I remember I was out with two coworkers, and one of them was a guy, one of them was a girl, and the guy was being, like, hella creepy. And by hella creepy, I mean I had definitely friend-zoned him, and he was not getting the hint.
Mm.
And spent most of the night talking to me about NASCAR, which So, like, I don't remember the name of the bar, but I absolutely remember NASCAR. And, man, I wish I could make better memories of that night.
Wow.
So I'm outside smoking a cigarette, and... this blonde-haired, like, Princess Aurora incarnation comes out, and she is just a butterfly of socialness and anxiety triggering of yours truly. So here's this, like, 5 foot nothing, like, platinum blonde.
Excuse me, 5'1¾" on a good day.
How rude of me. You right.
Literally.
Platinum blonde, natural beach waves to her ass, okay? Like, I'm talking blue eyes, like the White Walkers from Game of Thrones, and I'm like, this bitch.
Thanks.
This bitch. Like, every single person who hated me in high school looked just like her, and I'm like, here we go. And this, what I thought was a dumb bitch at the time, is out there with a house phone. Now, for
the listeners. Oh my God, I forgot about the phone.
Yep, for the listeners that are youngin', our little fetuses, a house phone was a thing. This was a cordless house phone.
Sure was.
So just a bigger cell phone, essentially, you can picture it, or any Nokia-inspired thing in a movie.
I was going to say Nokia, but who knows if they know that.
Do you know that I still have my Nokia upstairs?
Really?
Wow. And I keep it because I play Snake on it.
Oh, my God.
Because I like the OG version, and I don't like change.
Wow.
And this is just ridiculous, and I, of course, can't handle this because the whole purpose of my life is making mundane events very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh my God, you have a sea turtle tattoo too! Literally, like, a pitch only dogs can hear. And I was like, bet, like, I'm here for this. And she just was, it very quickly turned into a life lesson of not judging someone by how they look.
Mm.
And I remember this vividly because I was poor. And I was, like, doing cartwheels and doing criminal profile, like, profiling people as bar tricks for money so I could buy another pack of cigarettes. And man, that was a time in my life. Then we didn't talk again for a year. We did exchange numbers.
Was it really that long?
Yeah, because it was when we went to Panera, because we met in 2013.
2012.
So, and then you got engaged in
2013.
So that was the next time I got a text message, and I remember this because you had sent out a group message. And again,
in group messages. Not well.
No.
Not well, bitch.
And they did not work the way they work nowadays. So, like, you couldn't, like, silence it or, like, opt out.
No.
So when you would get a group text and you would respond, it would respond not only to the group text, but for the people who had none of those numbers, individual text messages.
That's right.
And I hated you so hard. Like,
yeah.
I was so excited that you were engaged. I was like, oh my God, this is adorable. But at the same time, I was like, this dumb twat. And then it was exciting. And then that was the time I had heard from you. We had texted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2014. No, mm-hmm. At the end of 2013, at some point, it was Panera. No, I lied. It was 2014 because we had gone to Panera and I had told you I had gotten engaged.
Yeah, earlier in 2014. Okay, but we had gone out to, like, karaoke at some point in
No, between. Because we went out to karaoke with my stage 5 stalker clinger.
Uh-huh.
Begins with a K.
Uh-huh.
You had already been living in Florida at that time.
No, that was before Florida. That was definitely before Florida.
Okay, well,
But you were definitely blackout status at that point.
You know what? I'm just going to take your word for it.
Please.
I remember karaoke, don't remember much else.
Yeah.
Again, liver, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. I tried to be a partier, did not end well. Albeit, one day we will break down all of my networking stories of blackout status, Emilia. So that'll be fun. Anywho, and then we went to Panera,
mm-hmm.
and karaoke, whichever one. And I remember you were like, hey, I'm moving. And I was sad because, like, it had taken us so long to get into, in, like, person mm-hmm. touch. And, again, I was like, this is my soulmate.
Yeah.
And then my mother died.
Yeah.
Rest in distress.
Fucking twat.
And you had taken me to the beach. And it was the first
yes.
time in my life I had ever gone day drinking.
I think it was for my birthday.
It was in July, but it was also, like, you were like, no, we're doing this, because I think it was for your birthday. It was right before you were leaving for Pensacola.
It was right after your mom passed
right
away.
Right after my mom passed away.
Yeah.
I had, like, dyed
we
my hair.
We found out that we were, yeah, moving.
Yep. So it was just a whole,
it was a whole slew of shit.
It was sunbathing and trauma bonding.
Yeah.
And then, and I remember, again, blackout status.
Mm-hmm. We got a shark bowl from Patty's.
I still have that shark.
Yes.
Please note, I am not an alcoholic. A lot of my early 20s just make me sound like it.
I mean, everyone, right? In their early 20s?
Yes, but
except for Mormons,
but people really need to know that, like, my blackout status is 2 shots. Like, that's it. There's nothing more than that.
Right.
I couldn't be an alcoholic if I tried. I would die first.
Yes.
And then you moved.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I communicated via email.
Email, yeah.
And I remember...
Email, text.
You were planning your wedding.
Yeah, because I had gotten my new job.
Yep.
In early 2015.
Yep.
And then...
You had already, like, had a backyard wedding because you had to for the military.
Yes, yes. In order to live together on base.
But you had planned your wedding.
Yes.
And I remember you talking to me and, like, let me tell you, her wedding. I have never wanted to physically punch so many strangers in my life. How you did not become a bridezilla or have a complete mental breakdown, grippy sock, vacation and
truly.
All, is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Because, man, just anything that could go wrong, 100% went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
However, this was months prior, and one of the things you were like, I don't understand. The email was something about, like, I don't understand. They want to charge me $250 to
yeah.
officiate my wedding. And
for
you were
like a 15-minute speech.
And you were like, and I'm already married. And I remember responding to be like, right, you're already married.
Yeah.
You could have anyone do it.
Right.
I could do it. And you took that as...
And I was like, bitch, bet.
And I was not meaning to, like, volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, no, but a couple days later, I was like, so about that.
And I was going to drop out. And then everyone else dropped out, and I was
yeah.
like, well, fuck me. And so then I went down, had a great time, was late to your wedding, per usual. And I remember writing your speech in the car on the
late
way.
Late to the wedding.
Not, like, late.
Mean?
Like,
oh,
to the ceremony.
Oh, the bachelorette.
No, I was super late to that. But it's still my favorite night. Then, because I had been driving all day on, like,
yeah,
no
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah.
It was a million degrees. For anyone that doesn't know me personally, the heat and me don't get along.
No,
like, if
then
it's above
Florida,
75,
it's
yeah,
humid,
in August.
Humid as fuck. Yeah.
It was oppressive outside.
It is.
But I still went out that night. I was late to your bachelorette party, but in my own defense, I had driven straight through from Massachusetts to Florida.
Yeah.
And I remember, all of the things I remember is just you running your mouth to a cop. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Because your sister,
Kayla,
was, and her boyfriend, husband, I don't
yeah.
know. There's,
uh-huh.
Went back to go get the car.
Mm.
So it was just me and you. I'm exhausted. And you were running your mouth to this cop. And I'm like, oh my God, bitch, you're getting married in 2 days. Shut the fuck up.
He was being really mean to that black guy.
He
okay?
absolutely was. And I love that about you. But, like, he was taking nobody's shit. And I'm like, I don't even have your husband's number. Because, plot twist, I hadn't met Alex yet in real life at this point.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I met your husband, whose name I just dropped, so I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
That's fine.
Whose name was literally outside of your wedding. about to walk down the aisle. And I remember because he still wore glasses. He was less intimidating then.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And then that was your wedding. And then after that, you and I went back home. You came that December to stay with me because your family, his family were fighting over where you guys were going to stay, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, I'll be Switzerland. And you fell in love with my cat, which ended up working out because she is now your cat.
First of all, she fell in love with me.
Correct. You are not wrong.
She chose us, for sure.
She did. She brought them a mouse that we thought was dead. Plot twist.
It was not. It was in my boo. It was not a snake in my boo. It was a mouse in my boo.
That was still very much alive. Yes. So, but you know what? I can't blame Gretchen.
And you were butthurt because she had never brought you any presents in the
two years? That was back when I still believed in myself and the world. Yeah. And you know what? I wouldn't choose me either. And after that, every year from 2016 until 2021, I would see you and you would come home and it would either be in the fall or it'd be around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And it was always these 45-minute catch-ups at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And just every time you were in town. Like, some days, you know, I would meet you at Auntie Kim's. Other times, it was just like, hey, like, let's get a coffee. But I always, always just was so excited to see you. But our entire friendship was for that 2016 to 2021 is how many years? Five? Yeah. So,
more than that.
2016 to 2021 is... 16 to 17. 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So for 5 years straight.
Sorry.
Math is not mathing correctly, right, meow? And for 5 years, our entire friendship outside of like 45-minute Dunkin' runs were quite literally on the phone, which if anyone knows me, again, I despise texting. I was one time compared to someone referred that I would respond to a text and then throw my phone into the Pacific Ocean. I think I have, let me check. Let's see how many unread text messages I currently have just for the 43 unread. So
I thought it was going to be much higher than that. I was going to say, even that gives me anxiety.
Yeah. I don't like talking to people. But I did for you.
Yeah, but can't you just, like, look at it and, like, make the notification go away?
No, because I still want to be the person that's there for people, and I'm just not. Listen, it's a whole thing about therapy. I've got therapy tomorrow. Back to my story. And with Skype. Fucking Skype.
Yeah, Skype. We got into Skype during the pandemic.
No, we got into Zoom during the pandemic. I'm talking Skype.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know what? We all were traumatized by that platform, so I understand. And then in 2020, the pandemic hit.
Yep.
And for those of you that, it was rough on everybody, but in different parts of the country, I would say it was stricter than others. New England, specifically Massachusetts, was one of them. And I went through, sorry that my story is taking so much longer. I'm just...
Oh, it's cute.
In 2020, I hit rock bottom. Hard.
Yeah.
I gained 100 pounds. And I went days without speaking out loud. Massachusetts had completely shut down. And I don't know who reached out to who, but you and I started talking weekly, which for a while, like you and I, because you and I have always been great at being adult friends in the sense of you and I can go 3 months without talking and pick up right where we left off because we're adults and understand things get busy.
Yeah.
And I remember that my 30th was coming up and COVID restrictions were still there. And I was like, I want to do something for my 30th. This past year has sucked. So I was like, can I come visit?
And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
And flights were cheap here because no one wanted to come visit here.
Yeah.
No one wants to be here.
So in between all this, in late 2020, my husband was like, hey, So I have an offer. I was like, okay. And he was like, we can live somewhere permanently where we don't have to move every 2 to 3 years. I don't have to go on a deployment unless I volunteer. And we would be there long term for however long. It's called a palace chase.
And is it really?
Yeah.
Man, I did not know that.
Chasing. Yeah. Palace chase.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Please write that down because I'm not going to remember it right now. And I want to remember this.
I don't have to write it down. I got it in my brain.
Valid. I forgot. Your brain works. Mine doesn't. Continue.
Yes. For the most part. So I was like, all right. Sounds great. Is it here in Texas? And he goes, no, Kansas. And I was like, Kansas? What does Kansas have to offer besides corn? Corn.
Which, actually, Nebraska is the corn state.
Yeah. Well, who knew?
I'm besides like, tornadoes? ETK, the Wizard of
Dennis
Oz.
Fucking Rader. Let's just use his name.
Listen. Do you know that because of his nickname, BTK, I subconsciously have an issue with Burger King?
I was literally just about to say that.
And
as well.
This is why we're best friends.
Yeah. Okay. So then
we were
planning all of this. And then you were like,
well,
okay,
no,
cool.
Finish the best part of the story. So the palace chasing.
Yeah. I'm getting there. So we're like, okay. I'm like, hey, listen, I don't know what's going to be going on, but like, yes, let's plan for that. I don't know where we'll be living. So I ended up getting a job promotion. Alex ended up getting the Palace Chase job and was accepted in Kansas. But his date for Kansas, he was like, oh, we can do it in December or January, whatever. So like literally October, November, we started looking for houses here. Many people may remember the market of 2020, and we found a house. And then in, like, 12 hours, they had, like, accepted our offer. So we were like, cool, great. So then we find out in December that we couldn't close at the end because the owners had gotten sick. So then we had to push it off till January. End of January. So then I had to, in the meantime, I had found a job here as a forensic nurse doing sexual assault nurse examiner.
Which we will definitely have an entire episode about, so stay tuned for that.
Yes. And then, so I had accepted that job, and I was like, hey, so I definitely can't, you know, start end of December because that's when our closing is, but I can probably start mid-January. Well, the first week of January, Alex got COVID and he then gave me COVID.
But before you guys found out you had COVID, what happened?
No, I found out during quarantine with him.
Oh, see, I thought it happened and then you immediately had to go into quarantine, but either which way, this is fantastic.
No,
continue.
I found out like 3 days into quarantine.
Listen so, up, folks. Listen to this.
So, I was like, great. I got COVID. I literally only have till the end of January. Essentially, like, January 28th or something like that. Because then I had to be in Kansas on February 1st. So that I could start orientation the week after mm-hmm. and kind of get settled in. So then I told Alex, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to push back my start date again. And I was like, so I was upstairs in his office telling him that. And he goes, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to come with you February 1st. And I was like, how come? And he goes, well, my packet didn't go through the chains and it didn't get like accepted yet. So it reverts back to my regular show no later than date. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And he goes, so I can't move to Kansas with you until April 6th. And I was like, qua? Excuse me?
And you were quarantined and with COVID
quarantined
together.
With COVID together.
Man, I would have killed
all
him.
Of which, too, he blamed me for giving him the Rona, which he did not. He chews on his fingernails like a toddler. He gave me COVID.
There is still some animosity there, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. So, anyway. Hey, listen. I did not suffer nearly as much as he did with COVID. But anyway. So, yeah. I found out his show no later than date was that. And I wanted to do many, 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 many rageful things.
Like, goodbye, Earl, from the Chicks, previously known as the Dixie Chicks, type of level.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They changed their name?
Yes, to be more politically correct.
When?
Years ago.
But Dixie, like in Dixie Cups, is what I think for, like, Dixie
and
Chicks.
And it has something to do with, like, Southern...
And why,
like,
would it be the Chicks? You would think they would just be, like, Dixie or something.
Nope, it's the Chicks.
I feel like that is more, like...
That's more sexist, but, like, they were trying to get away from the racism, I think.
In Dixie?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, sidebar, we're going to have to research that as well.
We totally can.
Anyway, so, yes.
So now, jumping back in. When did you get here? Because from there, I will take over.
Yes. So, we, I got here February 1st as planned. Moved into a house that did not know was smoked in for 20 years.
Which is your favorite.
Yeah, totally.
Great. Sarcasm.
So swiftly moved my single piece of furniture that was moved, which was a bed, down into the basement. Actually into the room where we are recording
the
Peapod. Right now in the Peapod. And yeah, it was terrible. I lived the bachelor life for 2 months. I had frozen dinners and beer in the fridge and freezer.
This was the time that you and I went from talking weekly to almost daily.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, was low-key concerned because obviously other things had happened before then. Nothing like terrible, but just it was something.
Yeah.
So I remember talking to you. And then we were Zooming, and I would Zoom, you'd put your phone up, and you are scrubbing.
Literally everything.
Literally, like, with a toothbrush, everything. Because, like, when she says it was smoked in, I'm not talking, like, a single room. This house had been smoked in for, like, decades.
Chain smoked in for at least 20 years.
Like, the walls and tiles were yellow, but
oh,
were
still
one time.
Are. Yes. Three years later.
Correct.
Still are.
So
at least the linoleum is,
from
let's
there.
Be real. It's not real tile.
You know what? People don't need to know. So from there,
no, they do, because this house is a fixer upper. I thought it was cosmetic. It was not.
Again, still holding on to the animosity, here for it. Love that. But I think we super bonded during that time.
Yeah.
And then I came out here for my 30th. And it was exciting because it was the first time I had ever traveled anywhere by myself.
Yeah. And you were the first friend to have ever visited me in the...
Seven years?
At that time. Yeah. 7 years since we had moved out of New England.
And I like to joke that I literally clawed my way to the top of her friendship list. Played the long con. Definitely.
Truly.
Definitely here for it. And we can talk more about my 30th birthday and, like, the funny stories, but another time. But I ended up coming out for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love. with
2 weeks, extended it 2 more weeks.
Sure. Again, I'm going to trust your math, not mine.
Yeah.
I didn't get that Asian gene. I just don't have crow's feet. Anyways, and I remember we were outside on the gazebo and we were having a heart-to-heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you were like, you're the first friend to come see me in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked that you and Alex were, like, you explained to me about the permanence of here and that you were ready to start a family. Mm-hmm. And that I would obviously be the fairy godmother.
I said godmother, you said fairy godmother, because yep. I'm fucking wearing wings.
Yes, and I'm not...
To the hospital.
And I'm not leaving room for Jesus.
Right.
and we kind of just, like, fooled around with the idea. You were like, you know, I wish you could be closer. Like, imagine if you just moved here. And I was like, fuck yeah. And we kind of laughed it off, and then as... That was pretty early on mm-hmm. that vacation. And then we proposed it to your husband.
Yeah, because in between, Amelia was in a terrible fucking, not even a relationship. It was just
a rebound that should have ended.
It was an existence that, like, should have never continued. So
it was definitely, and it was what a lot of people went through during COVID, which was
right
stuck. Yeah. And, but again, you'll notice that, I have a dating history of douchebags. So, continue.
Yeah, this one took the cake at the time. So, I remember because we were driving in my car and we were going into the city. And somehow the topic of the podcast came up again. And I was like, I mean, I understand your premise, but, like, there has to be more meat to it. And you're like, what do you mean? I'm like, you can't just, like, talk about food, like, the whole time and just, like, whatever. I'm like, there has to be, like, stories or, like, a plot or, like, something. And you're like, huh, okay. And then we just started spearheading and, like, table talking everything.
At the same time also,
and then
figuring out my move here,
and then yes, because then you're like, you know what, I thought about it, I definitely want to try and be there for you, be closer to my fairy godchildren, because let's be real, I'm wearing wings in the delivery room, I don't give a shit what
you don't get a
says.
Second chance at a first impression.
And I was like, all right, well, I would rather have you living in my house than needing to go back home and bury you. So let's talk to my husband, see what he says, and go from there. And I was like, but we need to get a plan together because I know how he is. So we
and
like
who I am, let's be serious.
So we like quickly made a plan. And then I was like, well, I'm going to be home in August because of just visiting my younger siblings. And then, just kind of went from there. So.
And what was funny is that this 3-4 week excursion was the longest time I had ever spent with you in real life, one-on-one. And
yes.
When we added up the time, it was actually more time than our 9 years of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's probably, it might be boring to you guys, but for us, I think it's a very magical story.
Yeah.
And just kind of sets the premise for us in general and the mm-hmm. type of people we are. And yeah, and now I've been out here for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in August.
Yes.
Because like I left in May of 2021 and I was out here at the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
/1st of September.
Yep.
26 hours straight through with me and my dog.
Yeah.
Single dog. Now I have two.
Yeah.
But Zena. Whatever.
Xena Jane is not my lover.
Yes, all of my dogs have middle names. Get fucked. So that was kind of a brief, not brief, it's been a long, but like you'll hear more about the ins and outs of different parts of that. And
I mean, we summed up essentially 12 years in 40 minutes.
You know what?
So
I'm proud of that.
That's pretty good.
So it was the Cliff Notes, not the Bible version.
Right.
And obviously, now you are going to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yeah.
Like, describe yourself.
Okay. So who am I? I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. Just kidding. That's fine.
I mean, I agree with that, but I don't think anyone's going to know that song.
Listen.
We're old,
babe. Our 30s and over will understand it. Okay. Okay.
In my own defense, you're like my only friend, so like, I don't know.
I do love to break out in song and movie references, as just previously stated. So I am a registered nurse who has specialized in forensic nursing with a master's degree. So I take care of survivors and perpetrators of abuse and neglect. I've done this for about 6.5 years, and actually recently have decided to resign from this position as a sexual assault nurse examiner, mostly related to our in vitro fertilization journey, which we will definitely be going more into. I also currently work at a specialty clinic where we see patients that range from like orthopedics to trauma to pediatrics. And then I'm also a military spouse. I am a fur mom, not to be confused with furries.
Ugh, or Furbies, for that matter.
Furbies. I'm a sister, an aunt, and, as previously stated, an aspiring human mom. So, that is kind of me in a nutshell. I run on caffeine, sarcasm, and cuss words.
Mm-hmm. Checks out, yep.
I like my coffee black, like my
your soul.
But I fucking love rainbows, so.
You are an enigma, my love.
I sure am. 90s alternative and No Doubt are my first musical loves.
Mm-hmm.
But I also do love everything except for freestyle jazz. Because I can't handle it. It's listening to chaos.
I didn't even know that was a genre.
Yeah, it's like jazz where, like, the drummer is doing his own thing. The sax is playing, doing their own thing. The singer is doing their own thing. Or even if there is a singer. And then there's, like, a random tuba. Like, I can't.
And for context, you were a drum major.
I was a drum major in high school.
So this checks out.
Played the flute for 8 years. Don't even say it. And then, yeah. So
that
a lot
out.
Of, like, classical training with flute. So freestyle jazz, oh, not my jam. And then I am also a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And a large reason why I wanted to go into nursing was so I could help people the way that I needed to be helped as a child. And that is me summed up.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
I'm not trying to be awkward. I did not read what you wrote beforehand. And in stereotypical me fashion, I am uncomfortable because you were your raw and authentic self, which I love about you. And I am my raw and authentic self. And I am essentially petting you with a broom right now because I am uncomfortable.
I don't feel any, you know, I don't feel any qualms about sharing it. So,
but that's why I love you.
Yeah.
And why you're an inspiration.
Thanks.
But that's not this segment just quite yet. Now I'm supposed to describe myself, and then you describe me, I describe you, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
but I have to ruin serious moments with jokes or I get physically nauseous.
That was good. I liked that.
Thanks.
So mine is significantly less serious because, hi, I'm the problem, it's me. I would describe myself as a feral swamp witch. For context, I am an Aries sun, a Cancer moon, and a Libra rising, which makes zero sense, and you're welcome.
It means she's a nightmare.
Correct, and I am everyone's favorite nightmare. Complaining is my favorite hobby. I enjoy arguing for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you've described me as an enigma, similar to how I described you.
Yeah, a conundrum.
A conundrum. That's a really fun palette word. Like, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I am simultaneously the bitchiest and yet most emotional person you will ever meet. I have suffered many a concussion, many a TBI.
Mm-hmm.
So the running joke is that I have 6 memories and they all take turns. So please note that you will most likely hear me repeat most things mm-hmm. because I refuse to listen to any of these podcasts after they have been debuted. Debuted. Because I hate the sound of my own voice because I sound like a drunk Mr. Miyagi.
You sure don't.
People think I'm funny. I just think I'm really mean and people think I'm joking. I am a fur mom, and by fur mom I mean I am a dog mom, and basically on the same spectrum of crazy cat lady, except with my dogs. Almost went to court over them. Was ready to bankrupt my life for them. Disgustingly obsessed with them. I am 90 years old, am in my spirit animal. I literally just watch reruns of Forensic Files and read and play Sudoku and cross stitch and crochet.
And you honestly really did live up to that because you did go to the emergency room for severe back pain.
I thought I was having a heart attack, okay? Listen.
I guess you're not wrong about being a 90-year-old woman inside.
Oh my God, I am just physically broken. So those are, like, I guess, me in a nutshell. More serious things is I am a hot mess express, and I am basically the millennial spokesperson for imposter syndrome. I've had many of jobs. Currently, I work at a pet store, which I love. And that's mainly because I was tired of working in corporate and working as an EMT and wanting to come home every day and swallow glass.
Yeah.
I also suffer from, I also, trauma bonding, it's a whole thing. My trauma is essentially a telenovela. Like, there are some things I'll say out loud that even I'm just like, this isn't real.
I say it's like an onion. They're just layers on layers on layers.
And every single one of those layers makes someone cry. And I laugh. And that's why I'm in therapy.
Yeah.
But overall, I've explained to people that once you understand that you'll never understand me, this is just going to go significantly easier. But yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm just a long time listener, first time caller.
Okay.
And now our favorite part.
Sure. Well, this one, I don't have anything.
Ooh, are we? Are you going to ad lib it? Let's ad lib it.
I'm going to fucking ad lib this shit.
I'm excited.
Ad lib.
A-D-L-I-B. Ad lib.
Thank you so much.
Listen, I won the spelling bee every year in elementary school.
That's fantastic. I did not. As you can see how I spelled lingerie.
And you still don't believe and that's incorrect, even though I Googled it.
Listen.
I know. This is a very long episode. I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm not. Because honestly, like, this podcast at the end of the day is for us.
Yeah. And I don't... I think I added in the E. But anyway. Okay.
There's also
so
no
how
Q.
do I describe you, my best friend?
I think it's just a good way to explain, because, like, how we describe ourselves.
So, typically, how I first describe you is, like, Princess Jasmine, Pocahontas, like, wrapped into one. But emo.
That's because I'm brown, isn't it?
What?
The Princess Jasmine and Pocahontas, is it because I'm brown?
Yeah. Okay. And you have black hair.
Thank you so much.
Long black hair.
I appreciate it.
It's naturally curly.
It's so wavy.
It's curly. So she wouldn't really fit either of them, but that's how I describe her. And then emo, because she's tatted up and pierced up and...
You know, kids grow up to be hipsters.
Gauges and chunky glasses that she's like, should I wear these or these or these? And I'm like, they all look the fucking same. They are all the goddamn same. You're like, no, but this one's kind of like square and this one kind of like swoops up a little bit. And these are Edna. And I'm like, cool, go with Edna.
This is supposed to be like uplifting, not hurting my feelings. Like if I wanted to have my feelings hurt, I'd call my mom more often.
Hey, you asked for it and you shall receive.
Thank you so much.
But then I go into... Yes, and she also lives with us. And people are like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, because she's an amazing person. And people constantly treat her like shit. And I'd rather have her living with me than needing to bury her, because that would be a huge disservice to the world.
I'm really bad at physical martyrdom.
Yes. Thank God. Thank. For me.
Lizzo.
For my sake. Yes, thank Lizzo. So, you get excited about everything. You have, like, that child wonder of, check out this, look at this, oh my God, I found this, we need to do that, like, when baby Mudbug comes, like, I am so doing this with them, or you're like, did you see the moon? Did you see how beautiful it is? And I'm like, yeah, but did you see that sunset? And you're like, yeah, bitch, I did. So, you are just an amazing, beautiful soul that has had so much negative self-talk talked into you that every day I'm like, hey, you're doing great, or I'm proud of you, but I know you're proud of yourself. You are proud of yourself. And there's literally no one else that I could. I have no other friends, like, love you guys, but, like, literally I have no other friends that I could have lived with me for this long.
It's really bright in here.
And you have been my rock through so many different things, and I know I'm not, like, really describing you, I'm just telling you these, but, I can't imagine my life without you, and I'm so thankful that we met blackout status at the bar that night. I have so much more I want to say, but if I continue, it's going to get really bright in here also. So
Kansas is the worst state for allergies, so
I know.
I understand.
I know.
So essentially, you're my mom.
Yeah. Sure.
Some people have daddy issues. I have mommy issues. I'm just kidding. I have all of the issues.
Bitch, you have all the issues.
Yet again, don't know how to compete with that.
Oh my gosh.
So, as stated before, she, you, I don't know what pronoun to use. I'm getting tired.
She, her, they, them, Francesca goes by fuck around and find out.
Yes. My pronouns are try me.
Try me, that's it.
But fuck around and find out. I identify as an Apache Attack helicopter, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But enough about me. Let's talk about the real queen here, which is you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, in case you couldn't tell, we are polar opposites in every which way. You call me, I am your ebony princess, and you are my ivory queen.
Mm-hmm.
We are...
Ice queen and... Swamp witch?
Always.
Is that what we're going with?
You are a domestic housewife. I am just feral. you are 5'1 and 3/4.
On a good day. Thank you.
Tiny, fit, like, can deadlift more than most men I know. And yet not overly muscular. Like, in you would never know. You have, like I said, platinum blonde, natural highlights of these beach waves down to your ass. You are the epitome of just beauty. And just for our listeners, I am 5'5 3/4. I'm recently lost 100 pounds.
Fuck yeah.
But I would...
Looking hot as fuck.
I would say I'm, like, pear-shaped. Like,
yes.
Tiny waist, lower extension of my back, whatever. I am olive-toned. Currently, I have tanned myself into a different demographic. I have jet black hair.
She sure has.
I'm covered in tattoos and piercings. You also have tattoos and piercings. They're just more tasteful.
I would say subtle.
That's the word I meant, but again, TBI. So, uh-huh.
And I have 4 in comparison to your 40.
I don't even know. Like as in 40% of my body is covered.
Sure.
Okay. So just kind of like setting the scene for that. Yet you and I next to each other, people would never guess the experiences we've had. So, for right. example, you are the dream of every mother of any son and what they want their son to bring home. I am a midlife crisis. people will... but it's funny because when you talk about high school and we talk about, like, sneaking out and, like, all those bad things, you were definitely more wild than I was.
Oh, 100%.
So, I'm just setting that scene for people to understand, like, why this works, mm-hmm. Which is delving into the next portion of, like, the purpose of this podcast and why we mm-hmm. started it. I'm speechless. And I know it sounds like we're in love with each other, and in a weird way, we are. I really do believe that Sex and the City quote where it's like, maybe our girlfriends are just our soulmates and men are just people to have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
Because you... Oh, it's bright in here. you amaze me. Every day. Some days I like to watch you almost in like a scientific study way of like, there is no humanly possible way that this is a thing. like some of the bits we have already planned are just like, I'm going to go to bed, but, and I find you like, I don't know, rearranging furniture at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Or herkle dirkling in bed
until 2 p.m. Then you'll be like, you know what? I'm going to go outside and do gardening when it's 100 and fuck you outside. How you keep the house going, how you know, how great of a wife you are, how wonderful of a pet mom you are, how the strength of your IVF process. It's just, you are the definition of strength. And I am so fortunate. How lucky am I that I live in a timeline where you exist?
Aww. You're so sweet. Thank you.
You are also, when I describe you to other people, once I'm like, listen, she's fucking Rapunzel in real life. Like, I hate her. it's specifically that you are that type of person. You are absolutely a social butterfly, which is the complete opposite of me. I have taken Ipecac syrup to get out of going to a social gathering. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you going to ask you what time for decoration, but I have 100% no intention of showing up. And I'm always your plus one, and you're the only person that can ever get me to go and do things. But you're not obnoxious. You're not loud. You're that person at a social gathering that you're actually listening, not just waiting for your turn to talk. You make everybody feel included, and anybody that has ever met you is just like, I love your sister, and mm-hmm. that's why you are my sister.
Yeah.
And even recently at that concert, that little girl,
when she was so just cute. Like,
you guys are sisters, huh? And it like made me cry because she didn't see color. She didn't see physical attributes.
Right.
Just how much you and I care about each other and love each other. You are the first, you taught me to believe in something I gave up ever hoping existed, which was unconditional love. And you have saved my life numerous times, and I wouldn't be here, literally, without you.
Yeah.
So to describe you would be like trying to describe the Northern Lights.
Aww, thanks.
Or trying to describe the night I spent camping in Yellowstone with no light pollution, the sky and all of the stars was so beautiful, I cried. And that moment in my life still couldn't hold a candle to your existence.
Wow, thank you.
I could totally write fucking romance novels, bitches.
Yeah, you could.
It's all because of all my failed relationships, but I digress. So,
listen,
ruining
poetry books.
I hate that I write accidental poetry. It's terrible.
I actually love it. I'm here for it.
Gross. So, moving on. So, with that going in is the purpose of this podcast. And we really wanted to share how we met, how, you know, serendipitous it was, and fate, hope you enjoy how we interact, because that's kind of the motivation behind all of this. Is like, this has always been a dream or something we've joked about, but it wasn't until like you and I started to go out and be physically in the same place at the same time where people are like, oh my god, you guys are hilarious, and we're like, this is just our lives, but thank you.
We're like, we know it is a joke.
I would say we almost have a following of like cult like just in our social circles. Which I mean, we're pretty awesome, but like it makes me realize, like,
you have said you haven't joined a cult yet, so
yes, when someone asked me what my like what proud accomplishment I have when it comes to my religious lifestyle, which is non-existent for you folks, I was like, well, at least I didn't start a cult. I thought it was funny. My therapist did not. So people don't appreciate how funny I am. Just kidding. So we wanted to introduce ourselves. Kind of just who we are, how we got here.
Yeah.
But also that this podcast started out, yes, as Bed Snacks, and it will include Bed Snacks, specifically when I am, como se dice, not sober, and yes. the concoctions I come up with, and with you, hopefully, yep. fingers crossed in the future, IVF,
yeah.
Your pregnancy cravings will absolutely
100%.
So I think it'd be funny for me to try them as a not pregnant woman. I think that'd be a great time.
Ooh, yeah.
Good point.
That'd be cool.
We'll talk about
that'd
that off
fun.
There.
Yeah.
But the ultimate purpose of this podcast was it has developed into us, how lucky you and I are that we found each other and mm-hmm. we have each other, but realizing the impact we've had on people with our relationship and wanting to give that to other people,
yeah.
being the adults we needed when we were younger. And we want to share that through funny stories and ridiculousness, and but also trauma
mm-hmm.
and personal experience.
Yeah.
We want you to turn us on in the background on days you feel alone,
mm-hmm.
On days you need a laugh, on days where, you know, maybe you put us on and it inspires you to do something.
Yeah.
And like we said, we have things lined up, you know, fun, light-hearted things such as, you know, my dating and sex life.
Yeah. Online dating.
BDSM.
Yep.
Same, sexual assault and your
yes.
rights. We want to talk about IVF.
Yep.
Divorce. Blended families and what that looks like.
Ooh, yes.
But
large.
Also, we have our bits, like WWED, which is you send in it questions and advice, and I give you my unfiltered opinion. So
yes.
WWED, what would Emilia do? We'll see how well that bit goes until we have to shut that down because someone got fired, but I digress. And then, obviously, spill the tea.
Yes, Thursdays.
Which is when we do...
hot goss.
Other people's gossip. Again, supplied by nobody else but our listeners, which I think
yeah.
would be absolutely fantastic because...
we can obviously start everything with our own bullshit.
Oh, God, and boy, do we have a lot of it. So yeah. I hope you are buckled in.
Yeah, so... but then, eventually, we want to hear from you guys, our listeners.
And we are excited... these are our beginning episodes, so I'm sure it is going, we will look back on these and cringe, as the kiddos say, but God, we're old. But
hey,
we
speak for yourself.
You're older than me, you dumb twat.
Yeah, you called yourself 80, so.
It was 90.
Oh, we'll see. There you go.
Well, you know, listen, it's late.
I know. I guess we are old.
Oh my God. When did this become a thing? But ultimately, we appreciate that you're here. This,
yes.
Whoever, all three of you that are listening, or 3,000, we just want real content, relatable content, and just being there. And my brain officially shut down. I did take a dose of Adderall like hours ago, and it 100% just shut itself right the fuck down. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I mean, that's like perfect timing for our sign-off. So,
happy first episode.
Happy first episode. Yay. So, thank you guys for listening. You can find us on Instagram at Bedsnacks and Bullshit. That is Bedsnacks as one word, the letter N as a Nancy, and Bullshit, obviously also one word.
You can also find us on Facebook at Bedsnacks. I actually had to look up what that symbol was, and I don't know if I wrote it down.
Isn't it the and sign?
It is the and sign, but kids aren't going to know. So it's called an ampersand.
Oh.
So it's Bedsnacks, one word, ampersand. I don't think I'm enunciating that right. And BS. That stands for bullshit. But I wanted to not get in trouble by the Facebook gods. Also, we do have a personal email where we would love any feedback, support, ideas for episodes, and that is going to be bsandbspodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's going to be B as in boy, S as in skank, and BS podcast@gmail.com.
Yep. We are also working on setting up a Patreon. So in the meantime, please rate, review, share the podcast. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your bed snacks.
And keep up your bullshit.
Bye! Bye.